definitely the win.
Seeing as how they just gave up a goal to Edmonton. Is Edmonton actually good this year, though?
Yes.
No.
What?
No.
All right. Well, that's two different answers.
They started hot just like us, and I think they're 4-11 in their last 15.
So this is the only thing that would make the trade that people would need for Botterill to do would be to somehow trade for Connor McDavid.
No.
Like, that's the only
thing. No, but hey, we acquired another fourth liner today.
We did. Hey, you got to get him from somewhere. Like I said, I don't know what magic people thought he was going to do. There's no way he was going to fleece anybody who knew we had too many defensemen.
Why? He's gotten fleeced twice. Why can't he fleece somebody?
Yeah, I mean, why would he do that? I mean, look, he didn't get fleeced on the Skinner deal, did he?
No, but he did get fleeced on the Skinner contract after the Skinner deal.
I mean, you got to keep that guy. You got to keep those players around somehow. What are you going to do? Just let him walk?
I'm going to not pay him $9 million for one season of over 30 goal production.
I mean, he's here for how many more seasons now?
Eight.
Yeah, so he's only been here for 2 years, and you're saying that he's already going to be terrible for the rest of
the contract.
I didn't
say it was going to be terrible. I just said it was a bad contract. It's a bad contract.
What would have been a good contract?
I mean, same term, maybe seven and a half.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I'm just playing the other side of this. Lately, we've just been, people have been absolutely ripping apart our GM
It's deserved. Come on.
Well, I mean, people are saying, make a trade, Botterill, make a trade.
I don't know
what they expect. They're not going to get a top line forward.
No, I get that. I think people's patience are just running thin. He's been here for 3 years. This is his third year. All right, we're still a one-line hockey team. We still don't have any secondary scoring. We're 2-0. We still don't
just
have
went
a second,
down 2-0.
Yeah,
so.
Still don't have a second line center after the O'Reilly trade. Like, how do you make that trade and then not have?
Didn't they sign Johansson to be the second line center?
Johansson hasn't played center in 8 years.
Oh, I mean, that's what they signed him to play, though, was
yeah.
it not?
Well, actually, their second-line center is in Rochester.
Yes,
right?
Their second-line center
their
is in Rochester.
Their big plan was Casey Mittelstadt right out of high school hockey. So
college.
He played 1 year of college after high school.
So, I mean, look, the guy they thought would be ready for that isn't, and he wasn't. So it was, I mean, but they're not going to be like, oh, well, that didn't work out, so we're just going to send him back down to AHL, and then yeah. we're going to insert top-line center from, you know, whatever other team. Like, it just doesn't work that way. And at the time when they traded O'Reilly, everyone, like, applauded it. I mean, there weren't people who were saying, well, this is going to come back to bite us in the ass.
Yeah, I didn't applaud it. I wasn't one of those people.
Yeah, I told Marty when he asked if they where we're at, Macy's is going to have the game, and I instantly said I don't care to watch that game at all. It's a team that
they're definitely
it's a team that's just so frustrating for many different reasons, and I don't think it's one. I don't know what it is, but it's just the whole team in general, and I just have no interest in watching this team anymore. Mm.
But you're the only one looking at the screen.
I'm the only one facing the screen. Yes,
facing the screen,
but.
So, yeah, why don't you describe where we're hanging out, Brandon, and just let everyone know, like, how it came to be that we're here.
Yeah, so we're at Macy's Place Pizzeria in Cheektowaga. If everyone in Game On has played the floor hockey, it's actually kitty corner to 33 Speakeasy.
Correct.
That sponsored our indoor floor hockey last session. So, just obviously, Marty and I have been traveling around trying to taste all the wings in Buffalo that we can, and... recently, the same place kept on popping up as this place could overtake 9/11. This place is really, really good, and it's odd coming from a pizzeria. Usually, you don't find really good wings there. And then on top of that, Instagram account, Sexy Slices, that goes around and tries pizza, had a pizza off, if you will, over the summer. This place won pizza. So now you're looking at a place that has best pizza, best wings. I reached out, and they're very, very nice and very open to having us come and check the place out. And by I mean place, this is a legit pizzeria. This is a speaking of Johansson.
Yeah, see, there's your second line. This is scoring goals.
This is a place you walk in. There's a bar area to wait for your pizza.
Forever the optimist.
And there's no seating whatsoever. But he said to come on out. And so we're sitting here at the bar at Macy's Pizzeria in Cheektowaga.
So they've been very good about promoting themselves on social media, whether it be from. I mean, look, I haven't had their pizza yet, so I can't speak to it, but that's one of the reasons we're here is people have raved about it on social media.
Yeah.
Local influencers have raved about the food here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And everyone has come out saying the pizza's phenomenal. So we have a pizza coming. We're gonna try some wings. Obviously, Marty is here. I think it's been a while since all three of us. I feel like you've been. I know last one we did was just you and I and James.
It's that time of year where we're all fighting sicknesses and other
holidays.
Things. Holidays.
So
traveling.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Yay.
Happy New Year.
Marty was sick for 2020, was he not?
I was sick for probably the week leading up into 2020, so I was kind of a ghost out there. My apologies.
But yeah, it's been a
feeling better now.
Yeah, it's been a while. Marty is fighting the sickness still. Going to try some pizza wings. Carry that extra weight right into him playing hockey tonight at I think 10:30. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh wow.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. You should try the spicy ones and clear out your sinuses.
Listen, I will try the spicy ones. But hockey, you know, it's weird. Like playing ice. People out there that play, if you go in there feeling not so good, you usually come out feeling much better.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just getting the blood going and the air through your lungs or whatever, like the cardio. Mm-hmm. But I always feel better after hockey, even if I go in sick. Yeah.
Well, hold right there. Let's transition from, obviously, you playing hockey tonight. How is Tuesdays going?
Pond hockey?
Yeah.
Well, we only had 1 week because of the holidays.
Yeah, but how was it a good week?
Yeah, it was a good opening week. I think we have 9 teams this year, so league is growing from last year. I think we had 6 last year. Yeah, it was a solid first night. A lot of competitive teams. The team we played was very good. We ended up having to come back to steal one late. Everybody had a good time. You know, I love being at Canalside. Like, they've made some improvements there. Better lighting.
So, yeah, that's what we were trying to ask James, but it's his first year, so he didn't really know what it was like before. But I know when I was there last year, so now Exploring More Museum is there on the other side of the rink. Do they have the lights from that side now facing the ice?
There's a little bit, but the biggest thing, they have those hanging like string lights over the ice.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It lights the entire surface up instead of just...
So picture like an indie wedding setting at a brewery in like the patio area.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have those string lights over. That's what it looks
like. Yeah, like the vintage bulbs hanging over the... Yeah, so it's nice.
So the puck gets kicked up there every once in a while, does it not?
Up.
High enough to hit the lights, or are they up well enough out of the way?
I mean, not really. A, you're not supposed to be lifting the puck in that league, but sometimes it deflects. But it's only been 1 week, but we haven't had any incident with the puck hitting any lights. But I think they're high enough up there, we don't have to worry.
Who's is there a sponsor bar for?
It's Adolph's.
Is it Adolph's?
Yeah.
We actually saw some of the teams came when we were cleaning up, and they said they had a great time. I know James said he had a phenomenal time there.
Yeah, James saying having only ice skated twice in his life did pretty well.
Good. He's a dish master.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's good in floor hockey, so it's not a surprise that he's also good at this. But then he said he played roller hockey. I'm like, okay, then the transition's not that hard if you've done roller hockey.
So he's taking your position, is what you're telling me.
I mean, it's well documented that I believe I'm the worst player on my team, but he wasn't very confident coming in, and I told him, like, look, man, we've had players on the. I mean, I'm not that great. We've had people on our team that can barely skate. You'll be fine. Just go out there and have a good time. He got out there and he was like, he was dangling. He's skating, like making moves. I'm like, what are you worried about again? He's like feathering passes into tight window. Like, what? Where did you come from? Why didn't I know you played hockey before? I would have had you on my team a long time ago.
So
I mean, he does.
Squash Blossoms, right?
Well, isn't he already on a team?
I don't think so.
Well, no one's on a team right now because we still don't have a location. We're working on that.
Yeah, but so we have pond hockey going on, and then we have, I mean, obviously the holidays and everything kind of slowed down now, but there's so many things in the works right now for Game On that we have. We have trying to get going, trying to get the registrations up for everyone. But as we mentioned in multiple other episodes, I mean, Tim's working hard in the Dart League. We also have street hockey, still trying to...
Floor hockey.
What?
It's warm enough out, we could just play in the street.
What's
though.
The difference?
One is played outdoors and one is played indoors.
But it's the same, though, like street and floor.
Oh, the rules, right, like for our purposes, so everything is the same.
All right, so floor hockey... And it just seems that, you know, we're very close to kind of blowing up the registration, meaning that there's going to be so many things that you could probably go on there, register for, just trying to nail down locations, finalize some things. We also have the bowling coming up, and that's going to be finalized soon. That's going to be a lot of fun. I think that's going to actually bring a lot of people that maybe aren't bowlers like myself that might actually try it out just to go there and have fun. Like, I won't score over 100.
You're not a bowler?
I can't get over 100.
You look like a bowler.
I don't know what that means, but thank you. Sure.
You just look like you spent a lot of time in bowling, at least.
Strong wrist muscles.
Yes.
See ya.
Beefy for one beefy forearm.
Rocco. Rocco's a very good bowler. So you think that I would have learned from him, but no. I am not a bowler.
You mean your dad. I thought you were talking about your unborn
son. No.
Like, that's weird.
Rocco Sr. Rocco Sr. is a very good bowler, and he used to arcade lanes. He used to go there in leagues. I used to hang out.
Yeah.
And we used to do that. Do you guys do that? Obviously, everyone. The midnight bowling with all your friends.
I used to do that weekly.
I used to go every Thursday in college with my buddy Joe, roommate Joe.
Where is it here in Buffalo?
They have them all over the place.
I'm not Bowling Center.
That's where we used to go.
Island Lanes. They got it at
Kenmore Lanes.
Yeah, pretty much every bowling lane.
I went to Springville Lanes.
Midnight bowling.
Like I'm.
What's the place that's on Elmwood and Amherst?
Elmwood and not Strikers.
Volkers.
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 Yeah, as far as I know, it's still there and still rocking.
It was where Lauren had her birthday party. That's Volkers.
Right. Okay, yeah.
But it's a sport that I could get out there. Transit
Lanes has midnight bowling. Literally, bowling's very popular here in Western New York.
Drink a couple beers, throw the ball down, hang out with some friends. You don't need to be good.
Was it Jim Gaffigan's bit was like, this is the only the only sport where you can be like, hold on a second, guys, before I play, let me dig into these nachos.
Just not with your throwing hand. You don't want to put grease on the fingers.
Liz actually has a ball and shoes.
Me too. I've got two.
That's his other jokies. There are some really hardcore bowlers out there who have their own shoes, their own ball bag, and no friends.
Wow.
Except for
the other bowlers. Hey, us bowlers stick together.
Oh, you stick together. All right.
We're a tight group.
No, my swing is just like the straight line. Like I don't have that curve that all the good bowlers
have. Similar to your football throw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, it gets it done, though. That's the thing about football. I can win games in football. My bowling's not winning me anything. I can't.
You just got to find your mark and consistently hit it. That's all.
I'm with Tim. I don't compete with the guys that walk up, guys and girls that walk up with the shoe balls and no friends and try to play.
I had a ball that I used all the time, like that I got from the alley.
What do you got, like a 16-pounder? What a 15?
I got a 15-pound, ball that I
do you
use
have the towel?
Normally. Yeah, I got
the towel.
I got a rosin bag, and I've got a 15.
You have a straight ball and
I've got a plastic ball and a
rosin bag.
Yeah, rosin bag.
Is it just a bowling ball bag?
Like the rosin bag like a pitcher would use.
It's like a little white bag with powder in it. If your hand gets sweaty,
climbers like the real athletes.
Do you know Marty's the guy I would rip apart if I ever went bowling with my friends?
This is why I don't go bowling
when the guy walks up and he has the rosin bag. Is the towel?
The second I bring my bag in, and
does it wheel?
Yeah, I got wheels.
Oh boy,
it's a double ball bag.
You got two balls in there.
Two balls in my shoes. Well, I wheel it in. The second that happens, everybody look at you,
loser.
Fancy.
Do you have a bowling shirt?
No, I don't have a bowling shirt. No.
See, if
you got your own shoes.
If I ever join a team in this bowling league, which I hope I do, I definitely want to get bowling shirts. I want
my
team to get bowling shirts and have a ridiculous.
That's part of the fun.
Yes.
Hey, did you just turn me to half volume?
No, I didn't turn.
It was cracking.
I kept cracking out, so I had to turn it down a little bit. You just got to talk louder, Marty. You don't project your voice enough.
I just got my voice back. Excuse me.
Brandon's the one that I have to keep turning down because he keeps talking loud enough, unlike Marty.
That's the Italian.
I'm waiting for this one of these cars in
just
here to just busting through the front.
Yeah, so if you get an idea, like when you walk in this place, it's probably the size of normal people's living room. And we are sitting at the bar with the window, so when people pull up, they just see three guys with headphones on talking into mics.
Oh, this guy works for UPS.
Do you know him? Do you guys got like a
How
head
would
nod?
I know him? I don't work for UPS.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Aren't you like in a union together, like a little
I'm
head
not
nod?
Not in a union.
Well, that's your first problem.
Marty's got a beef. You should look at it. See the look on his face right now. UPS worker just walked in.
It's Tim and I always go over. We want everyone to have beef that are against each other.
Yeah.
All right. So pond hockey.
Yes.
As we started off with. 9 teams, correct. Best of the rest started off the season with a 2-0 win.
Oh, good for them.
So, the record is 2-0. Is that your team, Marty?
No.
Oh.
My team is Ferda.
South Buffalo, Pucktuckers. I don't even know what that would be a reference to. Ferda, which I don't know what Ferda is a reference to either.
Ferda Boys.
I think you might have mentioned this trailer.
You got to watch Letterkenny.
Letterkenny, that's what it is.
It's just hockey slang. Ferda Boys.
Pucks Deep, Goodwood, Swanee, and North Buffalo Knights.
Yes.
So Chris Mecker's North Buffalo Knights making their debut.
Yes, they had a rough go in the first game. They played a pretty decent team, I believe. But they got their feet under them in the second game. It was a little closer. They started. I talked to Mecker. I was like, you really need to have a strategy out here. You know, you can't just go play pickup hockey and you'll get lit up. So you're going to have a defensive strategy, play a diamond, something like that. And once they started doing that, you know, they started to turn their tide and be more competitive in the second game. But
so who else is? I mean, I could look up the roster in front, but anybody else familiar face out there with him?
I mean, Swanee. Becker?
From North Buffalo Knights.
I didn't get a good look at him. They all had helmets on and it was dark. But and when they were playing, I was playing. But I think a few of them play for the North Buffalo Knights football team. So that Tony guy, one of their better receivers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yep. He's actually a really good hockey player too.
Well, that's cool. I mean, our goal is to get out there for in the coming weeks on a Tuesday to do a podcast there and get some on-ice interviews. Me and Brandon will venture out onto the ice. Maybe we throw on some ice skates, Brandon, and we get
ice skate. Like, that's not a problem for me.
Yeah, you can't ice skate.
I can ice skate.
No, you can't.
I used to play ice hockey.
We should have a skills competition.
I played ice hockey up until I blew out my second knee.
So you just stopped
4 years ago.
You stopped playing ice hockey.
I was
started playing sports that could ruin it even worse.
I played ice hockey, hurt my knee, broom ball though, but my wife told me I was banned from any sports on ice. So hence I don't play ice hockey anymore.
So broom ball is not the same as hockey though.
No. Okay. Hence I heard it playing broom ball, but I played ice hockey. But by play ice hockey, I didn't actually, so my school didn't have an ice hockey team. Drew, who is eventually going to play some street hockey, is a phenomenal ice hockey player. He traveled and he actually went and played up at Olean.
So
he's one of the only people in our school that actually played ice hockey. And then when I got into college, I'm like, this seems like a lot of fun because they had leagues at college. So I just bought like used equipment and got out there and skated. Like, when I mean I can skate and play hockey, like I can get around out there. I'm not going to be skating circles around anyone. So, but I can go out there. I could hold my own.
All right. No, we'll have to.
I would love to play.
I'll have to get you out there as a sub one of these days.
We'll hide it. Just tell. I'll tell Liz I'm going
tell
to do a,
Liz
podcast,
you're doing a podcast.
And then, so when I hurt myself, who's calling?
How are you going to hurt yourself?
I don't know. I just have bad.
I got mugged.
It's non-contact. Like, you got to try real hard to hurt yourself.
Brandon's going to end up moving into the suburbs because he's going to have to say he got mugged weekly.
Yeah.
But it looks like a lot of fun. You're right. I would love to get out there and skate around. I love
guest pass. Maybe
we could guest pass you.
How much equipment do you need? Just shin guards mostly.
I mean, the only thing that's required are skates, helmet, and gloves, and stick, obviously. But, I mean, most people wear full equipment.
Shin guards. I mean, it's a hard
puck.
You're
going to want shin guards at least. Mm-hmm. I wear full gear, minus shoulder pads. I wear elbow pads, gloves,
you wear your,
shin guards, pants.
Your Finucane Irish jersey-looking thing?
No, because we didn't get green this year because my team sucks and waited till the very last second to register. So I got our third choice,
typical,
which is red. So
not just you, but it just typically happens all the time.
No, this is every year with my team.
So I don't know if you have it pulled up. Well, your phone's away, so probably not. Football, how's that looking? Do you have an idea of?
So we didn't get enough teams for Saturday night, so it's been a common theme the last couple years. I think just the location teams that we had in West Seneca are more there, so still growing in that realm of it. But we have 8 teams signed up for Friday night. Let me pull up. Although I think there is one team that. So I think we'll end up with 7 teams total.
What did we have last year?
Nine.
Did we have 9 or 7?
9
year. Did we?
So we lost a couple. Well,
oh,
two.
You're right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We lost a couple, but 2 of the teams are sitting right here.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to give other people a chance to dominate.
Well, neither one. None of our teams dominated.
What are you talking? We went undefeated last year.
Didn't you lose?
But we lost in the playoffs to Legend, but we were 7-0 in the regular season.
So there's 9 teams registered right now.
Do you have the names?
Yes. But
sorry, I don't have.
Stop.
They're not going to
I know. Every car that's pulled in here.
He was flying in here.
I mean, so it got pushed back a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mostly so people could get finalize their rosters. So almost positive. They just registered. So
is that 8 teams?
Yeah, so that makes the 8 team. Family Feud and Some Dudes all set. LCC Ballers all set. North Buffalo Knights. Past Our Prime. Past Our Prime is still pulling together some people. I believe that is Hogan's and Pickens team is Past Our Prime.
They're putting in a team?
Yes. Sticky Bandits, they're all set. Strat FS, all set. The Goaters, which is the team that I thought was going to not be able to play, but they now have 7 people registered. The other day, it was still just the captain. So and then touchdown there is all set. So teams are finalizing their rosters, but it's looking as though there should be nine. So I stand corrected
awesome.
On that front.
Awesome. I love that. I mean, we were talking about that before we jumped on. Love the location. Let me back up. Coming from Buffalo, obviously that is a very tough location being up in North Tonawanda. Yeah. But the facility itself,
oh,
I
the
facility is
really
great.
I think people don't realize it's not that hard to get to. It just seems that way because you're in North Tonawanda. But, you know, if you get on the Twin City highways, it's pretty much a straight shot there. You make a left and then a right. So it's not that hard to get there. It's just not as convenient as it was for the teams that we had prior. So, you know, anybody who lives in, like, the East Amherst, north of the 290 area, you know, over a long transit, not that hard to hop on the 290 and get over there.
And you – so – We lost in the playoffs, first round. You lost in the first round of the playoffs, but you just said you had a good 7-0.
We went undefeated. Yeah, we had to play Legends because Sticky Bandits also went 7-0, and we never played Sticky Bandits, but they had a better points against.
I was
so they got the one.
That, okay.
Yeah, they got the 1 seed, and we had the 2 seed, and we got matched up with Legends as the 3 seed, and they got to play Talent Juice at the 4 seed, right?
Yeah. So
they
ideally,
had the easier the matchups.
Yeah, ideally. Nine teams works, but with 8 teams with 7 games, everyone plays each other once.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it a little bit difficult with having 9 teams. But,
no.
Hey, we're not going to turn people away.
No.
And so we'll have football going. We'll have pond hockey running. And I said if the darts hopefully will start soon, all these things will start picking up. It should lead to a busy spring. Winter. Sorry.
Winter's almost over.
Wishful thinking. Just it hasn't even started yet.
And we also we did our very first karaoke event as well, which all three of us were in attendance for. So I thought that went very well.
That's the night I lost my voice, and I didn't have it for like a week.
Well, you need to warm your vocal cords up a little bit before jumping out there.
My vocal cords are shot from years of alcohol, and
I don't want to knock anything off.
Hardline drugs.
I think it went well. I think once everyone kind of got the liquid courage in them, able to get up there and cheer. We had some people sit there and start singing.
Yeah.
Eventually, things like this, when you have people that feel very confident in the beginning, you're always going to have the same three. You're hearing them right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how karaoke is. Yeah.
Yep. But I think
Lauren got up there pretty consistently. Yeah. So did JJ, Isaac, Steve. So we had a good group. Lisa and Andy.
Nobody ever wants to be the first one. That's the problem. I'm saying nobody ever wants to be.
Oh, I didn't care.
Well, you waited forever.
Hey, I showed up. Yeah, everything was ready, and then I started. But I think the next, I hope this starts to be an annual or every other month type of thing.
No.
I think you would get a lot of people.
I would think maybe sometime March would be a good time to do another one. March, April.
The karaoke before St. Patty's Day. We could probably do them a week before every major holiday.
Yeah, we could do St. Patrick's weekend.
Yeah.
So maybe we do it the Friday. There's karaoke there. There's no way Saturday is all Irish music. So.
Yeah.
But maybe we could do it the Friday beforehand if people are looking for something to do.
But I thought, that
we could do the Easter karaoke event. You know, Easter big party weekend in Buffalo.
Oh yeah, big party. Weekend.
Actually, one that would probably be a good one is Dingus Day.
Oh yeah,
never went out for Dingus Day. So I know you have.
I did for many years. I haven't the last couple because I'm just getting too old for that sort of stuff.
But I think it sounded well with being our first time. I think the crowd was good. Obviously, Mel and Mo were awesome getting up there and singing.
Yeah.
They were great. But overall, I think it went really well. Marty rocked out to "I'm Too Sexy."
Yeah, that was a poor choice.
I thought it was a solid choice. You just need to do it better.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had a great turnout, and thanks to everybody who did.
Yep.
I think we competed a little bit with some Christmas parties, being that Friday right before the holiday week afterwards.
Yep.
So there was some of that, but otherwise, for our first one, it was probably a good thing. It wasn't like 150 people or whatever.
Oh right, because we wouldn't have fit.
Not even that we wouldn't have fit, but that we've never done it with that speaker and that setup before. So I think everything all put together, it worked out very well for us. So I look forward to doing it again.
Definitely, we definitely need to do that again. I think. Every 3 months or so, just kind of don't drown it out, but at least keep people interested. And I think next time, I think when you get in more in like summer and stuff like that, you could have the outside at Adolph's.
Oh, yeah.
I think bringing it out like everyone, maybe once or twice a football season at Adolph's on the Saturday.
Yeah, you could do it outside.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to be inside for it.
Teams come to the bar and they get liquored up and go sing their favorite tune.
Oh, it could be the song off.
Yeah,
that'd be your bar challenge between your other team.
Why did everybody boo when "You Raise Me Up" came on? It was like everybody was so.
You raised me up.
Adamantly, yeah.
Because you were the only one.
Adamantly against
I don't even know the song.
On.
Maybe it's just because it's
the
really
Josh Groban
sad. Is it about like.
You raised me up. Like everybody was like, no, turn it off, turn it off. Like, wow.
Because it's slow. Because I think we had just listened to like Titanic and then another slow song before that. Yeah. Like something through the whatever the song you sang.
I was like, I've never seen this.
The Wizard of Oz song.
Somewhere
sang,
Over
so the
Rainbow.
So he did back to back to back slow songs.
Everybody saw
ballads.
That.
No one wants to hear.
Everybody saw that video highlight.
Oh yeah, I apologize if I hurt people's eardrums or.
Hey, you nailed it.
I'm fine
nailed
with
it.
Me.
So. I do apologize, but.
So no, I thought that went well. So speaking of Christmas, what did you guys? What was your gifts for Christmas, Marty? Marty, what did Marty get for Christmas this year?
Well, I've got a new set of kitchen knives.
You and
and a Ninja Foodie Deluxe 9-in-1.
Oh, nice. So the
air fryer.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Ninja Bolt, like one of the bullets to make smoothies.
No, the big, like I've done a whole chicken in this thing twice already. It's really cool. Yeah.
So you're well prepared for tailgates next year is what you're saying.
No, he won't, because he has all the stuff to smoke meat, and I didn't get once this year.
There was no time.
Yeah, we
make time, Marty.
You can't. I have to get up at 3 a.m.
It sounds like a you problem, yeah. Doesn't it?
No, what needs to happen is,
Marty,
you need to
convince my wife to let me get
a pellet smoker so that I could put the meat in overnight and have it ready when I wake up in the morning.
What's the difference between a pellet smoker and the smoker?
It adjusts the temperature.
The pellet smoker maintains the temperature on its own and adds the wood chips on its own. The one I have to feed it chips every half hour.
How much is a pellet smoker?
It's about $1,300.
How much is your smoker?
The one I have?
Yeah.
Like 300.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Steph, come on.
Right?
Splurge a little.
Splurge a little. Come on. You know what? Stop redoing your house and get this guy a pellet smoker, okay? What's
just
more important?
Just throw the financial plan out the window
out
and
the
get a smoker.
That's what I keep getting. It's not in the budget. It's not in the budget. I'm like, I work so hard. I just want to treat myself.
So you got some
you can't take it with you, Marty.
I know.
So you got some knives?
Yeah, we got some knives. New kitchen
Ninja?
Knives.
Okay.
Steph and I, we normally don't exchange gifts with each other. We usually do something together or do something big for the house or... take a trip or something like that, you know, and we call it our Christmas gifts. We don't really buy things for each other because we have too much stuff as it is.
Yeah, it's kind of the way Christine and I are. We don't do a ton of, like, materialistic gifts.
Yeah.
So for this year, I got her a massage somewhere.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go see Harry Potter live at the Shays Theater with the orchestra.
Oh, nice.
Playing the theme music behind it. So we're both very excited for that.
Nice.
But I got a... I got a nice dartboard for the garage, so that way when Brandon, you know, can no longer just go out to a bar at will, that he'll be able to come over.
So your garage isn't going to turn into a bar for me?
I mean,
that's yeah, like, that's in like 3 days.
So what you're saying is I'm just bringing a cooler to your garage.
Yes, exactly. It'll just look better than bringing a kid to the bar. So
he's going to have him in one of those nappies, like that.
Baby
like
Bjorn.
Pouch. Yeah, baby Bjorn. Playing darts in Tim's garage with a beer in the other hand.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's you got
raise him right.
Well, see, you got something else, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I have I got a Josh Allen jersey from Christine's parents, so I was very excited about that as well.
Adolph's gift card.
Why would you want the jersey of such a terrible quarterback?
I don't know. I guess that's opinion.
Who's clearly going to be out of the league in like 2 years?
I complain about Marty's Twitter account all the time. I do love him trolling people about Josh Allen because I say, well, that can't work. He's horrible. That can't be true.
What is it called when you? Subtweeting. I subtweet a lot about Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So many haters.
I'm right along with you guys. It's kind of. Not in, you know what I mean? We don't really get each other a lot, especially with obviously the baby coming and buying for everyone else. The last thing, and I don't know about you guys, but like throughout the year, if we want something, we just buy it. Like we don't.
Right. Right.
Like all the stuff we have now is thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Is why we don't.
And it's like if I buy something for my wife or because she sees the bank account.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, well, would you spend $50 at Bed Bath & Beyond for?
Yeah.
I don't know. I bought myself some slippers. What I mean? Like
I'm terrible at receiving gifts, too, because you're like, oh, what else did you get? I'm like, what else did I get?
Yeah. I got a Bobby Flay cookbook. I'm a big, I like cooking. So Bobby Flay cookbook. I got a flavor Bible to match foods to all different flavors in your palate. I got a carving.
So you should be cooking me some food.
I got a carving knife.
There you go.
Speaking of knives.
I got one of those
and
my birthday.
And Then my dad made me the rocker. I think that was my favorite gift.
Oh my god,
so
that
far.
Gift was absolutely incredible.
Like he made out of wood, like
what I showed the picture.
I didn't see the picture.
Oh wow, you get to see this photo. Yeah,
it's pretty remarkable. My dad handmade me.
He must have muted you on Twitter.
He probably blocked it.
You must have muted Brandon on Twitter.
He made my son a rocking horse,
wow.
Buffalo Bill style.
That's awesome.
So.
That is awesome.
Yeah, he made everything by hand, and my mom painted it. So
it's incredible. If you haven't seen it, go follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Cipolla. I'm serious though; it's like got a ton of likes, a ton of retweets.
Yeah,
from Bill's Mafia.
That is the gifts I got, and that's about it. I got bye bye baby gift card. Real exciting stuff.
See, you're in the stage of life where like everything you get is going to be for the boy now.
Real exciting stuff going on over here.
I got some socks with my cat's face on it.
Oh god!
So I was very excited about
that. I saw so many people sharing pictures of like blankets and shirts and socks with their loved one's face. I'm like,
pets' faces.
Pets' faces is one thing. I can understand that, but. But other people's faces, like, that's just obnoxious.
Yeah, I mean, if they had, like, your face on them, I probably wouldn't wear them, so.
I sound like a good, that's a solid, I should have got you guys socks with my face on.
Yeah, with Brandon's face on it.
It's obnoxious.
Yeah, it was good. Said I'm not a big family partier, so I had to suffer through a bunch, but I made it, and I'm here. So.
I'm trying to think of what else I got now. I feel terrible.
Oh, I got, my wife bought me turf from New Airfield.
Oh,
so
that's
she
what it was.
The,
yeah, we got the same. They got the same thing.
Yeah,
so,
our wives not talking to each other bought us the same thing. So
it's
I
like
have
a little piece of the old New Airfield circa 2011 to 2018,
yeah,
I think.
I have
the worst era of Bills football.
No,
I wanted a piece.
Good times,
I wanted a piece of the worst era ever. I have the end zone, so mine's all blue.
Oh, nice.
I don't.
Yeah, yours is slightly bigger than mine. Mine's just a green patch. So
nice.
So mine's more of the area where the Bills were during their tenure.
I used to have a little, it was like a puck, a plastic puck that had a patch of the turf from the 1990 AFC Championship.
It was just
cement,
though. What, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was like a really thin piece of carpet, but it was like, it's weird. Like, you know, in Jurassic Park where they have the amber and the flies like in the oil?
Yeah.
You know, it was like that, but it was clear. And they had the turf inside of it, and then it was labeled, like, etched in the glass.
Well, that is
weird.
Yeah,
it was cool. Huh. 1990 AFC Championship game that they changed the turf over after the 51-3 game.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is anymore.
Getting the turf, I looked up, like, the old turf and, like, what it looked like. It really was just, like, carpet.
It was carpet.
It was just carpet.
Yeah. That had to hurt so bad.
And I think it was pretty much just over concrete.
Yeah. Well, it was concrete and then, like, a really thin
rubber
pad.
Yeah.
And then... really thin carpet, turf carpet, AstroTurf.
Yeah, but I think that's it. I think that's all I got, which is good.
I know.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad. Like, our wife's got us these gifts.
Which,
I'm like, I should have wrote this down before.
The good thing is they don't
it.
Listen, so it doesn't even matter.
It's going to be the one time that they do listen.
Yeah.
Like, you forgot that I got me this. I know the other thing she got me, which was markers for my keys, so I don't fumble around my keychain trying to unlock. Because we have two different locks because we have tenants. Our outside door and inside door are different locks. So
are you a janitor? Right.
Yeah, seriously, I'm like a janitor.
I have like three keys.
I have to flip through them. So
we got windows and doors. That's what we got for Christmas.
It's a fantastic gift for oneself.
Yeah, nice big bay window in the front there. Some new doors, some new windows. Nice. House is looking good. It's coming together.
Nice.
Just in time to sell it. So
yeah, gonna move.
Well,
move right near Adam.
Not any.
You guys can be neighbors.
I'm thinking in the next five to 7 years, I'd like
to North Buffalo.
No.
Move into the city closer.
Closer to us. No. Where all the cool people are.
I'm going to move far away.
Where are you going?
Far, far away. No.
Stay in New York State.
Go to Boston. If you want a winning team, just move to New England, man. Move up there.
No, because I'll move there as their dynasty ends, and then it'll be miserable there.
Or you can move there and just drain your bank account trying to afford it.
True.
No.
The cost
Boston
of
is so
you're
going to
get paid more if you move over there.
Yeah.
It's not like you get paid the same.
Marginally.
Common misconception.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
The taxes are way higher.
Yeah, and no, you definitely don't just get paid more by moving to like New York City. That's not,
well,
really
not
how
like,
it works.
If you were over there, those people, wow, they get like you get paid more in other different areas. The cost of living, and I'm only going like my company. They have a, I almost called it a hub, but
a wage scale.
Another building over in like Southern California. Yeah. Those people get paid way more than I do for doing the same stuff.
Yeah, like how much more though?
Well, I don't know.
Is it like three times the amount? It's because that's how much it costs.
It's just probably like a cost of living adjustment. Yeah. Like, but you're not making more money because you're spending more.
The cost of a living adjustment that like the state gives to move to like Long Island is not even close to covering what it would to actually live there.
Right.
And like, what you live like a king here.
In Who lives like a king?
Go there
in Buffalo.
Go
your
there.
Apartment would probably cost over $5,000 in New York City.
Already, it's funny that you mentioned that because I love the city and I would love an apartment in like Manhattan. I went on Zillow and went to like For Rent and I did like the max of what my apartment is, and then I went over there. I think I could afford a 550 studio apartment.
Oh,
for
yeah.
what I make.
Yeah, wow. my brother lived in Tarrytown and his mortgage was twice my brother's. His rent was twice my brother's mortgage in Williamsville.
Wow.
And that's not even in the city. Yeah, so it's just ridiculously
rent
expensive.
Rent is too damn high.
I know. My buddy Matt lived in his grandmother's rent-controlled apartment and for a two-bedroom, two-bath, that was still $1,500
yeah.
a
See,
month.
This is why you just got to get an RV.
Yes.
Right, just live on the streets.
But that's the way to do it, though. Go get a job in California. Yeah. Live out of your car for, like, 3 years.
So
bank all your money and then move back to Buffalo. You'll be rich.
Can you apply for a job there without an address?
What's your address? It's a 2019 Ford Escape.
You don't have any friends.
License plate.
You don't have any friends out
there?
I live
California?
On, yeah.
Ford
I do.
Escape Street.
I do in like Los Angeles, like Studio City area, which is right above
just
Hollywood.
Use their address.
Yeah, but.
You're going to get your mail delivered
Santa
somewhere.
Santa Ana, where the office is like 40 minutes south in LA traffic. I'd have to get up at like 3 a.m. just to make it to work on time. So
you don't have to live at their place. You live
oh,
in your
also,
car.
Also, that's as you navigate around all the fire that's
yeah.
constantly going on there.
That's fine. But,
yeah. And
but
they
so
want
yeah,
California to be the model for the rest of the country. Oh,
but yeah, let's take a quick break. We'll obviously break down Macy's, Little
yeah.
Sabres, and a couple other Game On stuff, but let's try to get some food here.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yum. Yeah, so, Brandon and I, or Marty and I, just tried some chicken finger with a blue cheese base.
And a burrata cheese.
And it
really
was freaking amazing. It was
Brandon
really good.
Missing out.
No, I'm not missing out.
Brandon, Mr. Buffalo over here, who refuses to eat
anything. Yeah, we come to like this
Buffalo.
Place that's really known for like their awesome pizza, you know, unique style wings, and Brandon just ordered spaghetti.
Yeah.
They didn't want any
buttered noodles.
Buttered noodles and ice water.
Yep.
It was great buttered noodles.
Yeah.
Here. No, I got the cheese and pep coming. I don't like blue cheese.
Lottie freaking da.
I don't like blue cheese. But I bet it's delicious. We have four different flavor wings coming up. They were nice enough to split the 20 for us into four flavors.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. I mean, I don't know if that's something that I'll do all
I
the time.
I don't think so at all, but.
But it's something that he was nice enough to do for us, so, yeah. But thank you.
Yeah.
We got to get his name. Do you know
what
his name is?
Thank you.
No. But I'm horrible at names. You know that.
I know.
I'm horrible at remembering names. You're horrible at pronouncing names.
Yeah, no, that's why we have name tags. You guys can't see it at these shows, but we don't even remember each other's names.
No.
You
know? This is the. You know how hard.
I just
names,
call him Stupid Face. And
do you know how hard it is for me to tag you in Twitter?
Stuff.
Because I always go terrible, nothing comes up, and then I go Marty, nothing comes up, and I was like, oh my lord!
I know it's the Wiley veteran.
It's the Wiley veteran, and I always.
How does
it's not a terrible sports fan anymore. You changed it to something else, didn't you?
I just put an X in front of it. It's still terrible.
I thought you changed it for a little bit to something else. Maybe you changed it in our group chat. You changed it to something else.
But while Marty was devouring his delicious pizza from Macy's, he was raving about how he loved what Jason Botterill did in the trade during, and he loved it, and he can't wait for Frolik to come and score a hat trick in his first game on Friday. Saturday.
It's exactly what we needed. Another bottom six forward in a bad contract.
The thing that kills the Sabres, and we were just talking about this, is like even on their power play, and it's just. They just don't put the puck to the net enough. They don't grind anything out. They, you know, they went from being a team that could only score through grit to being such a finesse team that they don't just try and get that dirty goal or, you know, bad angle goal. Like, everything has to be a cross-ice pass and a haymaker at a wide-open net.
I'm okay with finesse and skill. It's just they're all the same type of player.
But if you do that, well, as I say, if you do that all the time, then people pick up on it. It's
yeah,
not like
everything is on the perimeter. Like it's an effort for them to get to the net and you know, bang home a rebound or deflect a puck or screen the, it's an effort.
Sometimes it also seems like it's just a second slow.
Right.
Like they just they
the
make
the puck
that
goes back to the point, and the point the defenseman shoots a puck and the winger's like the goalie makes a save and then the winger comes in and like, oh man, I just missed getting there.
Like, not even that, it's just like back to the point, one beat, now back across as opposed to back to the point across haymaker at the goal. Like it just that doesn't happen.
Everything is really slow, like slow and deliberate, and it needs to be quicker, like this.
And
right
then we just
here.
Watch McCabe do, oh my god,
McCabe things. McCabe doing McCabe.
That was brutal.
I want, I need a Danny Briere school of hockey for this team to watch, because he just lived in front of the net. That's where he scored. He was obviously.
What do you mean, Brandon? He was small. There's no way he could have been.
I mean, obviously, he was skill enough to score from anywhere, but he got so many of his goals just parked in front of the net, just hammering away at the puck. And I hate when we sit. Obviously, I know we're cycling in the corners. But I feel there's never anyone in front of the net.
Like, no one's trying to screen the goaltender. No one's trying to tip it in or hammer one home when it gets the rebound.
Love Jack, but he also never goes to the front of the net.
No, he doesn't.
He's always on the outside. He's always behind the net.
I'm not going to criticize him.
I'm not criticizing him either.
Don't take this as a criticism. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't do that either.
He doesn't do that, and it's just – No, the entire team is that way.
Who's really good and consistently needs to do it is Reinhardt. Like, that's where he should be living, like in front of the net. And he'll do it for like a part of the game or some of the game, and then you'll know nowhere to be found.
Right.
Sheary, he scored so many goals in Pittsburgh, being in front of the net, hammering away.
I mean, that might just not be what they're asking him to do.
And that's
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know what the I don't know what their strategy is out there. I remember in NHL 09, I always used to put crash the net for my fourth line, cycle. Come on, I was doing it.
All right, so enough about the Sabres. They're depressing us.
No, it's not depressing us.
It's the Buffalo Bills.
It's the Buffalo
Bills.
Wow,
you know, it's crazy. It's so many seasons that we haven't been in the playoffs, and it's like I legit think we have a good shot at winning this game. There are players on their team that scare me. I mean, Watson and Hopkins are playmakers, studs in the league. There hasn't been anyone who's like lit us up or torched us all season, other than the Eagles. But even then, it wasn't like it was one player; it was a couple of
the two running backs.
It was the two running backs. But even then, like we've pretty much fixed that since then. We've faced better running backs since then.
Well, the good matchup, I think the prime matchup you're going to see on Saturday is going to be our defensive line versus their offensive line. They have a very below average offensive line, and I think you're going to see Ed Oliver.
Tunsil's the big person on their line, the left tackle they traded for.
But I think you're going to see Ed Oliver and Jordan Phillips, Starlatulé, if like how many snaps he gets. That interior of our line, I think you're going to see, because you're going to have, I don't even, is Hughes, like, where's he been? Like,
he's been there. He's good against the run.
I feel like he gets held a lot because I scream a holding all the time on him on the outside, and it never gets called.
He's 31 now. He's probably lost a step.
So, I mean, both him and Shaq Lawson are very good against the run. The thing that our team is missing, which is, you know, I hope we go after in the offseason, is picking up that rusher, the edge rusher, who just blows plays up for
Yannick
us. You know,
Ngakoue,
which is the guy that everyone seems to be pointing
Garrett
at.
Garrett was saying
he's
going to want like $20-something million. Okay.
Yeah. So we got to spend money somewhere. So
I know, but.
Okay,
offense, for the love of God.
Well, we're going to draft offense high. Again.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Again?
I think
what do you mean again? When did we, like, just Josh,
sorry,
did
that
Josh
was,
Allen, Sammy
that was me making a fart noise of the Sabres doing a 2-on-1 and the guy just throwing a weak backhand on the goalie.
I don't know. It's better than the cross ice right to the defender who's coming up in between them, which is what they typically do. So,
Tim, you're so negative all of a sudden about them.
Negative.
You're
I'm
usually
just mad
the
that they just. I know. Look, I am optimistic about it. I still think that they can make the playoffs this year. They got to just put it together and stay consistent. You know, they've shown that they can do it. They've shown that they can't do it for long stretches too.
They can't do it more often than they show they can.
But
do it.
What do you think your what is your
the Bills
number one matchup you're looking at? Is it White Hopkins?
Well, maybe. Is Fuller going to play?
No,
they seem to think he's not going to.
Well, that's huge because the Texans are a completely different offense when he's not. In
I mean,
the game.
Then you have Kenny Stills going up against whoever our second corner
Kenny
is.
Kenny Stills, noted Bills killer though from his days in Miami.
Really?
Yeah.
He always would catch a deep touchdown pass or two every time we played against him. Yeah.
I'm not.
But those were Bills teams of the past.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, our secondary versus what Deshaun Watson can do. Cause I don't know who their tight end is. I don't know who their running back is, Carlos Hyde, but like that
they
doesn't
got Carlos Hyde and Duke Williams, and Duke Williams scares me. Or not Duke Williams, I'm sorry, Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson.
Yeah. Very good pass catching back. Their screen game is pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which scares me a little because we've had trouble defending the screen
at times,
all year.
We can't defend the screen. We can't throw a screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, so I'm excited to see what playoff Josh Allen looks like. I just feel like he's a gamer. He stepped up in big games so far this year for us.
I think he's going to look like Josh Allen all season did. He's going to make some mind-numbingly bad plays and some really, really good plays.
You know, we know why
he's
I like
overthrowing a receiver mind-numbingly bad. I feel like we talk about this all the time.
I wouldn't call it mind-numbingly bad, but it's mind-numbingly frustrating because as much crap as I give Dable, he's got guys running all over the place, wide open, down the field, and we're just not hitting them. And if we hit Dawson Knox
twice, you beat the Patriots.
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
I mean,
how
look,
many
every
games
receiver that he's been throwing to this year is brand new.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, look. I
of the five losses we had,
yeah,
how many of them become wins if we hit one of those plays down the field?
I mean, I don't know. And look, he's still only his second year. You got to give him some time to gel. It's still fall into
Trust
the role.
Me.
Like
Marty likes Josh Allen.
I know.
I do like Josh Allen. I know his underlying analytical numbers aren't, you know, great, whatever. He's got something.
Yeah, I know.
He's got something.
He's made bigger plays than I've seen other QBs make for this team.
Right. And his teammates believe in him, and he inspires them to play to their best and to make plays, and he makes plays when it matters. And will that other stuff come with time? I sure hope so, because eventually he's going to need it, because the defense isn't always going to be elite.
No, but I mean, look, a lot of QBs who do start off being very good at the later part of their career started off with good defenses to help make up for that. Now, there's not many that come in and throw for 5,000 yards their rookie year.
Right.
So,
would you rather have Josh Allen or Jameis Winston right now, though?
Josh Allen.
Really? 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, 30
interceptions? 30 interceptions.
29 points a game on offense?
They didn't make the playoffs and they sucked.
30 interceptions and they missed the playoffs. No, I do not want Jameis Winston as my quarterback.
But Jameis Winston on this Bills, with this Bills
Jameis
defense.
Winston
No, we would have lost games because we would. I mean, he threw like seven pick six this year.
He's I like
but he threw
can't even be a legit question.
But the funny thing is,
but Tim, 300-yard games, 5,000 yards
passing.
Isn't
that phenomenal how he ended the season on a pick six?
Yes.
Like, what a better way. He was a 30-30 club.
30 for 30.
And you see the 30 for 30 tweeted, not the 30 for 30 you want.
Yes.
Yes.
No, and he wants obviously he wants $30 million.
Yeah.
$1 million a pick. That's what he wants.
Well,
so I liken this game coming up to the other team we played in Texas this year, which is the Cowboys. It's just they have that one stud receiver that you're worried about us having to cover. They have a good running back and a quarterback who threw for almost 5,000 yards and almost led the league in passing yards this year. So I see it being very similar to playing the Cowboys in away game, afternoon game, odd time start. Yeah. I feel like if we can play that same game that we did then, we're going to win this game.
It's going to be another one of those games where we can't turn the ball over. If we don't turn the ball over, we'll win the game.
Score points.
If we turn the ball over and give them short fields and give them points, then...
Well, that's why people who keep asking for Duke Williams to start and sit like Foster, I'm like, but Duke Williams doesn't play special teams. Like,
here we go.
But you need that. You
I don't
do.
Really
you, you have that guy.
Just kick the ball out of the end zone.
No, on punt return?
Yeah, just boot it out of bounds.
No, why? No, you're giving up yards and field position. Like, that matters.
Just kick it as far as you can, but aim it towards the sideline.
Or so you whiff one and kick it out of bounds?
He does that one out of three anyway.
I just think I understand the whole special teams, but the problem is, and I understand where people are seeing this, is McKenzie and Foster are the same player. Like, why are you? You don't need both of them.
No, Foster is much bigger than McKenzie.
Well,
yes.
They're the same type of quick. They're the
but
same.
Foster's
player.
Not getting it. It's been working for them the way that they have had it, and I the way that I see it is that you can't just plug someone in on special teams and expect them to perform the way that unit has been all season. It's not just stick anybody out there.
Well, you know how I feel about special teams.
I understand that argument. I just wonder what phase of the game will have more of an impact, the offense or special teams.
So maybe the three or four passes that Duke Williams might get thrown or might catch or drop versus us punting.
It could be the difference between us scoring a touchdown in the red zone and kicking a field goal.
It could taking away a guy who's played gunner all season for us versus playing Duke Williams, who may or may not even be on the field half the time, it seems very risky to do in a playoff game. Personally.
They're not going to, right?
No.
They're not. I mean, this is
no.
They're not
they're gonna,
going
Sean
to.
Sean McDermott's going to do whatever he thinks will help the team win.
No, that's no. What's I think. No, speaking of that, you know the screen game.
Yeah.
Yeldon, like what? Like that's we and haven't been able
out.
To throw a screen all season long. And
Frank Gore comes
he
out.
Is a player.
No,
he,
no, there's no way I'm taking Frank Gore out.
He's ineffective.
I mean, I'm kind. You.
So
are
you
we,
want
are
you'd rather hand
to,
the ball off to T.G. Yeldon, who's known
no,
for
I'm
fumbling?
No, I'm handing the ball off to Devin Singletary.
So your rookie running back in the biggest game that he's ever played in, you want to have him with the game on the line? No, I'm keeping Frank Gore out there and handing it to Frank Gore, who's played in the league for 15 years.
But the point is, the offense that I want to put out there, I don't got to worry about. I don't got to worry about that. We can just score way more points, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, Yeldon's not playing.
Tim's the classic. He wants to grind out the old 13-12 or 13-10 victory.
No, I don't
here.
Want to do that. But I'm saying that if it comes down to that,
cut off the old McDermott blocker.
What I'm saying is if it comes down to that, then Tim, I don't want to have to worry about handing the ball to T.J. Yeldon, who, like, his first carry of the year fumbled. And then when he came in when Singletary was hurt, he fumbled the ball.
They can hand it to Dawson Knox for all I
Tim
care.
Has a tattoo of, like, process and culture on his
yeah,
arms
I do,
right now.
I do.
Just, he loves it.
They
ground and pound
can hand
over
the ball
here.
To Duke Williams.
He could. He could hand
he'll
the ball
his,
to Duke Williams.
He'll put his head down and grind out a couple of yards.
Tim likes Doug Marrone too. He love you know. Let's just
I didn't.
You know what? Let's play the field position game too. Let's
Tim,
get close and let's just punt it.
Thing. I want to be up by so
let's
many.
Just punt
I
want to
be
one.
Up by so many points where it doesn't matter who's hand who's taking.
That's
the
what
hand
I mean. Like that's where
quarter.
We need to be at.
So I mean, look, I just don't think Duke Williams is gonna make or break the offense. He didn't when he played against Tennessee. He was on the field.
He scored the game-winning touchdown.
I know he scored the game-winning touchdown,
what
but
do you
it
mean
wasn't
it didn't
like
make
he had
a difference.
It wasn't like he had 7 catches for 200 yards. It wasn't like he was
didn't
a game changer.
Didn't he have like 6 for 80?
You know who can run that slant route for me? Cole Beasley.
Oh, God.
I mean, he has a solid
he
point there.
He yeah. can. He's just small. So he's so. Easily. He's
what's wrong with that?
So how tall is Duke Williams?
He's
like
6'3", 220.
He's like 6'6", right? No, he's not. He's 6'1". He's not tall.
Duke Williams not 6'1".
Yes, he
I
is. He is not
Marty,
tall.
I just want to point out, we had this conversation New Year's Eve. I think he's right. It's either 6'1 or 6'2".
I am going
yeah, you
I'm
know, he's that. He's like Megatron
right
out there. Everyone seems to think that he's this
this
big-bodied receiver
Duke
out there.
Wide receiver football.
I just don't back to, I just don't think you need McKenzie and Foster. They're the same player to me.
But
Duke Williams is 6'3", 216.
I don't think that's right.
Where are you at? Buffalo. This is combine stats. They always jack that stuff up.
Buffalo Bills.
And no, I'm with you. We could.
I'm sorry. 6'3", 225.
Everyone can sit here
Buffalo
and go back.
BuffaloBills.com.
Oh, maybe I was wrong.
Everyone can sit here and go back and forth. I don't think they're making any changes.
I don't know.
This.
It says here that he's 6'2", 216.
I see 5'11", 212. So
5'11", 212.
But I don't know.
So he's me out there.
it's gonna be interesting. I think there's gonna be a lot of plays out there. Their secondary, their defense isn't that good. But you made a perfect comparison. It is kind of like the Dallas game. They're almost the same team.
You know, not the same team, but just the same like feeling that you have. Like, hey, there's players on this team that you know they could really hurt us, but we felt that way.
Yeah, I don't know, but. What are you going to do? Oh, and we all stopped talking.
Because Sabres were on a breakaway.
Olofsson
so we
just
all
shot it into his glove.
Yeah. They do. They're real good at hitting the goalie.
But what do you think, Marty?
What?
Better than hitting the boards behind the goalie.
Let's not be homers. What do you think the score is going to be of the game? Honestly, if you think they're going to lose, that's fine.
The score is going to be like 23-20. The Bills are going to win. I'm pretty confident the Bills are going to win.
So I think the Bills are going to win. But like I said, I think it's going to be very similar. I think it's going to be like 24-7, and maybe they get a late touchdown. But we'll grind the game out like we've done all season. I don't see us changing from what we've done. I think on
he
offense.
He just comes out 5 wide nonstop. I would love it.
No, but I think on offense we will do something different. I feel like even the last 3 weeks that we've had where we knew it was locked up,
yeah,
we didn't do anything.
We are going to do something. We're going to put Duke Williams out there and he's going to catch 10 balls for 150 yards.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
Oh, you know what? I loved that that Miami and Ryan Fitzpatrick did.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I told you my mouth hurts. Okay. Ryan.
Speaking of Ryan Fitzpatrick,
and now I can't hear anything. It's fine.
Speaking of Ryan Fitzpatrick, him and Chan Gailey.
Don't be afraid of their cornerbacks. Attack them. Yeah. Attack the passing game, and look what happens. That's what happens.
So is Fitz going to be the quarterback for the Dolphins next year?
I don't know.
Now that they hired
Chan Gailey?
They seem
to not think so, but they'd be smart to bring him back.
They just hired Chan Gailey.
I know. They'd be smart to draft a quarterback and bring Ryan Fitzpatrick back.
Why did they trade for Rosen again?
They sent a first for him, right?
It was a second.
I don't know. So they can ship him off to New England for a third?
Yeah, and he reclaims his greatness there. Yeah,
I honestly don't know.
Bill Belichick gets a hold of him, turns him into the next Tom Brady. Fantastic.
So the other thing is, you know, J.J. Watt potentially coming back is also scary, but I don't know if it's just a thing like, hey, let's activate him so they have to game plan for him, and he's not going to play at all.
He's
going to
play.
I feel like he's going to get hurt, though, trying to play, honestly.
He's J.J. Watt. He's going to play. The guy's a beat. I love J.J. Watt, by the way.
I like J.J. Watt, too.
My wife loves J.J. Watt.
I like J.J. Watt. Both of our wives love J.J. Watt.
I just like J.J. Watt. He's going to play. And I don't think he's going to be as big of a factor as he would be if he was healthy, but he's definitely going to be a presence out there. He's going to make plays, and the defense is going to be jacked up to have him back. So,
Most of those injuries take a full offseason to like recover and get back into gameplay. Is he just going to get out there and try and play with one arm?
I mean, I don't think he would be out there if he couldn't play. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Like I said, do they activate him so if they do win that he can play more of a role?
Well, what I'm saying,
the next two games or in the Super Bowl?
If he felt like he was going to be a detriment to them, he would not play.
I guess I don't know what the ruling on is. Does he have to be activated before the end of the regular season in order to play in the playoffs, or could they have done the return to designate? Like I said, they might have said, well, we have to do it. We might as well.
No idea.
No. Maybe they don't care about special teams, so they just booted a special team off.
Yeah. They probably don't.
But Senior Reese Perry is the other reason. He's the running back. That's why Yeldon's inactive.
Senoris Perry. Senorita Perry?
Senior Reese Perry. So that's why he's not out there. I mean, that's the big debate. People are like, oh, just bench those two guys. But it's when you give off like a punt return that flips the field that people are going to be pissed off.
Right.
And it's like, well, you guys didn't seem to think you wanted to have Duke Williams out there for like three or four packages and maybe he catches a ball. Look, let's put it this way. He's thrown to John Brown and Cole Beasley. He ain't looking at Duke Williams for the most part if he's out there.
I agree to disagree. I just, who's the third receiver mostly? Who's been lined up?
McKenzie. Yeah. Because McKenzie's running different plays that they've run all season that Duke Williams isn't running. Williams not running a jet sweep.
And
he's
then
just
Foster
not doing it.
Comes out in the four wide.
Oh, great. Well, we need a better offense, so might as well change it up now.
So
right?
Then people say, oh, we'll bench Andre Roberts. I'm like, why would you bench
him? No. You don't bench Andre Roberts.
Yeah, because he's been fantastic in punt return. He gives you a chance to get an extra two, you know, first downs by getting maybe a 15-yard return.
Well, I'm hedging my feelings, and I think they're going to lose 23-16.
Wow.
That's the only reason I'm picking this, because I think I'm hedging my feelings. And Houston hasn't scored under – they scored under 20 once this season. We can't get to 20, so it's going to be a battle of it's going to be a battle of who can score more points, which every game is. But the problem is they have an offense that can prove they can score. We don't. But the only thing that I keep on thinking is we had a worse team last year, and we were a Nathan Peterman pick six away from driving down.
We were a Brandon Sicleri road game appearance.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm not going to Houston, everyone.
Away from winning that game.
It would be an uproar if I said I'm traveling to Houston for the playoff
game. Yeah, it would be.
No, you wouldn't leave the facility. Right?
I would
burn you in the ovens at Macy's place.
I would ground your plane so quickly.
This place might be Italian. We'll grind you in the meat grinder.
This guy's
in the back.
Got a bomb. Don't let him
out. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got our pizza here.
We do. We got our pizza.
We got our pizza. We got our sauces.
So those are our predictions. Follow us on social media at Game on Buffalo, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Macy. I believe it's just at Macy's place, but let me confirm.
Are we gonna talk about these wings, or are we just gonna eat them?
We'll just eat them.
Yeah. I mean, we can.
All right. What if the people want to hear about our?
We can record it and then post that video.
Yeah. All right, then.
But okay. It's going to...
Unless you want to dive into them on the podcast,
no.
But I feel like it's going to
be a little
bit...
I'm holding a mic right here, and I'm talking into a mic. We don't want that. And I've seen Marty eat wings before. I don't want that all over the...
Yeah, he gets, like, elbow deep in this stuff.
There's only one way to eat wings, and that's
Have you ever seen someone eat a wing with a fork and knife?
Did you slap them in the face and call them a communist?
But no, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's immediately added to the Interpol serial killer list.
Yeah, but thank you so much.
There should be a registered offender list. For
Macy's Place
like
Pizzeria. Thank you so much.
Hold on a second. I gotta look up there. So it's at Macy's Pizza on Twitter.
At Macy's Pizza on Twitter.
I believe it's also at Macy's Pizza on Instagram.
Not to be confused with Macy's department stores.
Yes. I said, well, you guys will find out. We're going to post that. We're going to post our what we think in a video of
Macy's Place Pizzeria on Instagram. So. Marty's just throwing his hands up in the air because he's excited for these wings.
He's got a goalie that's literally inside the net on his stomach, and the guy shoots it right at him. It's like, holy crap.
Well, hopefully we'll be back in the coming weeks, different place, trying out different things. If not, Adolph's, we're going to try to get out to pond hockey.
That's probably our next stop. We'll stop by Canal Side and check out some pond hockey. And then we'll have to make our way out to Partners this year. We didn't do an episode there last year. For Friday nights, we'll make it out there for a recording at some point this year.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, guys.